Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. It is a very short verse. If you can, you read together with me as you see on your Bibles or on read off the screen. Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Thank you for reading together. Today, we are very glad to have Brother David Leong to share with us God's Word, sermon title, Give Thanks to the Lord. Brother David, please.
Let me just adjust this to the down. A very good morning to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, on site as well as online. It is indeed my tremendous privilege and honor, and with gratefulness and thanksgiving in my heart, that I am preaching for the third and final time this year, thanks to Pastor John, as well as the church leadership, for putting the trust in me to share God's Word. And for those of you who may not know me, I'm actually from Grace Methodist Church, so in Cantonese, yours is Wayan Tong. Mine is Yan Tin Tong. So it's Grace, anyway. And it's got to do with the sermon topic, give thanks to the Lord. So let's dive in. Let me just get these slides going. I think this is forward. Yes. Well, we read the scriptures already from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 in the NIV or New International Version translation. But what is thanksgiving in the Bible? Well, in the Greek, it is actually quite close to the word Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, where it comes from, Eucharistia. And at the heart of that word actually is charis or grace. And at the heart of charis is kairo, which means to rejoice. Are you rejoicing? This is the last Sunday of the year. Ah, see how fast it has come by. Well, we just rejoice. Emmanuel, God with us, and Christmas is the day may be over, but the season is not over because we have Christ born in our hearts and for us to live out his life that is given to us. Do I hear amen? So can you please turn to your neighbor and just smile? And then maybe not just smile, say rejoice. Yeah, that's part of thanksgiving. And that's why we sing songs of thanksgiving and praise. So therefore, thanksgiving in the Bible, or in the biblical understanding, means to rejoice in God's presence for the blessings received or freely received from Him. We don't deserve that, but it is out of His sheer grace and mercy that we can receive, or we have received much in the year 2025, and as we look forward to 2026. So giving thanks to God flows out of the heart of an obedient and spirit-filled Christian. Why do I say that? Well, if we compare, or if we compare, hopefully you can see from where you are seated, the two passages from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, as well as Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, you find that verse 18, the second part of it in Ephesians 5 says, but be filled with the Spirit, which being continually controlled or empowered by the Spirit. And then in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. And as you read further down, you actually will find that both passages actually talk about giving thanks. Always, for all things, to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And whatever you do, says the Apostle Paul in Colossians, in word or and in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, or the Lord Jesus. What else? Giving thanks. It's not just gave thanks for the food yesterday or the Christmas presents we received or that we've given to others, but continually giving thanks to God the Father through Him who is Christ. So you find that in the passage that we have just read, at least there are two reasons Why be thankful? Number one, it is a command, not a suggestion, not an option. Give thanks. It didn't say, shall we give thanks? Maybe we should give thanks. No, it's a very definitive, definite command that the Apostle Paul was instructing the Thessalonian Christians who were waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For those of us who may still be wondering or want to have the 5 steps or 7 steps to finding God's will, start here. Give thanks in all circumstances. What a circumstance that you and I may be in. And the second reason here, of course, as already mentioned in the text, this is God's will. It's not this may be God's will. It is God's will. It is, again, definitive for you who are in Christ Jesus. So if you and I are in Christ Jesus, then this is for us, for you and for me, and for all who are listening online. But there's a third reason, which is not in the text, so I will go to one of those psalms, and many of the psalms actually would have this refrain, or this almost like a chorus. It is because it is the fact that God is good and His steadfast love endures forever or lasts forever. So you may have a twin reason there. So Psalm 107 verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord for He is good, His love endures forever. However, I want to highlight to us that the word love there in the original language, hesed, actually has the concept of steadfast love, or loving kindness, or covenant loyalty. Hence, it is unstoppable, it is ongoing, it lasts forever, that's why, or it endures forever. Therefore, the ESV translation actually translated or put in this word steadfast into that sentence or in that refrain. And the NLT, the New Living Translation, actually uses the word faithful love. Our God is a God of faithfulness, and His works are perfect. When then should we be thankful as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, since we now know at least 3 reasons, among many others that we can find in Scripture? Well, when we are in any circumstance, or in the word there is all circumstances, or some translation, all situations. And so this is means, it does mean that we're giving thanks always, and also in all ways, A-A-A-L-L-W-A-Y-S. For all things in God or to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20 tells us that. So therefore, we can say in happy times and bad times or sad times. Well, it's easier said than done, isn't that so? Whatever you and I have experienced in 2025 or even during the COVID season and thereafter, and even maybe with some fear and trepidation, we are looking forward or we're not looking forward in 2026, whatever that may be. So for example, as you and I know, and we still have it in the news, that the Ukraine and the Russian war is still ongoing, right? And then, but we thank God at least that the situation has caused more prayers from around the world. Actually, it doesn't really need to have that kind of situation or circumstance that we pray more, isn't it? So we should be praying without ceasing, as we already read earlier on, or pray continually. And then, of course, in more recent times, let me backtrack. And some of us may have friends and relatives in Hong Kong, isn't that so? In fact, my wife and I were just in Hong Kong to celebrate our 38th wedding anniversary. So people say, are you still going? You sure it's safe? Well, we say, thank God that place is not where we are going, although it's in Hong Kong. But it's just a month ago, right? This fire that engulfed the Wang Fuk court in Tai Po in Hong Kong, where, well, the latest count, I think that is what I've researched, is 161 people. It's one of the fiercest or deadliest wars in the history of Hong Kong. But thank God that at least 56 people were rescued, and local and international governments and relief agencies have been and still rendering great assistance. So though we may not thank God for wars and fires and earthquakes and what have you, but we can thank God that in any of those situations, as believers in Christ Jesus, our God is in control because He is sovereign. For our time today, I'm going to just give you six things we can thank God for, or we can be thankful for, using the word T-H-A-N-K, and then we have the word S too. Yes. So you got number one, other than the indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, that was whom we celebrated during Christmas, and all those blessings. Let's just focus on these six. Number one, the letter T. Time. We have the time here to worship God. We have the time to do all that we could do. But then Singaporeans say, I don't have time. Don't talk to me about this. I don't have time for this now. I don't have time for that now. But actually, brothers and sisters in Christ, we actually have plenty of time. To be more precise, we all have the same 24 hours as these people, Beyonce, Elon Musk, Idris Sultan, Carol Dossi, Kevin Hart, and everybody else. The person sitting next to you, in front of you, behind you, those watching online. We have time. But yet, at the same time, some of us may not have a lot of time left. I come in this morning with a pretty heavy heart, and I thank Pastor John for even saying those phrases at the very beginning of the service, or before we began praising and worshiping God. I just lost a dear friend from my church. He's just barely 50 years old. We received the news last night, and I got a shock of my life. We just met him and his family at our church camp, early part of December, on Batam Island. And anyway, I'll talk about friends in a short while's time, but whatever the situation is, we can't control, but God is in control. And brothers and sisters in Christ, if we say we don't have enough time, it is not that we don't have enough time in our day. It is how we spend our time. Oops, backtrack. Oops. So don't ask God for 25 hours. He's already given 24. And it is good. It's how we spend it that matters. And so, if you were to count the number of seconds God has given us today, each day, we have 86,400 seconds. Have we used 1 second just to say, thank you, God? It takes less than 1 second. Or maybe the person that says, thank you for being here. Thank you for sitting next to me. Thank you for worshiping God together with me. Thank you that you said rejoice and smile at me. So thank God for the time He has given, has given you to turn from sin, at least for all of us here who are disciples of Jesus Christ. Use the available time to help others turn to Him. If that's one resolution that we might make, although people say, well, you make New Year resolutions, then they're always broken, and then at the end of the year, you repent, and then you say sorry, and then you start all over again. But let's use the available time that God has given to us to help others turn to the giver of time, our Lord Jesus Christ. So T for time, H for health. Just as Pastor John said, yeah, he needs to come for those rheumatism talks and what have you. Yeah, we're all getting there, like it or not. And age is only, yeah, not just a number, but it keeps going up. It never comes down. So this management guru, Zig Ziglar, once said, today, be thankful and think how rich you are. Your family is precious and your time is gold. We just talk about time. And your health is wealth. So if we woke up this morning, and you all are awake now, with more health than illness, you may have a bit of backache here, you know, leg pain here, a bit of running nose, or whatever it is. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I are more blessed than the millions who will not survive this week. How about that for being thankful to God? That you and I are alive. Well, talking about being alive, the next word, such as letter A, in the word thanks, allies, which means friends. Friends help us grow spiritually and improve godly character, as Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, iron sharpens iron. It can be a bit painful, because there's another proverb that says, wounds from friends are better than kisses from enemies. So as iron sharpens iron, the Bible tells us, a friend sharpens a friend. Who have you last sharpened in terms of that person's godliness or spiritual maturity? And so, I just want to quickly highlight to you that by God's grace, because I've been in Christian ministry for some 30 over years, coming to 40 years by God's grace, I submit myself to be so thankful that I've got friends in far and near places. So because I was just in Hong Kong, so I want to thank God for my Hong Kong friends. Even though I'm no longer with Scripture Union, I left Scripture Union 12 years ago. But because of friends made many years ago, and including newer colleagues in the Scripture Union Hong Kong office, each time I go to Hong Kong, I always ask, can we have a meal together? And we Chinese, and I'm Cantonese, I just love Hong Kong food, dim sum, roast goose, especially. And these are friends who know what I like, because they're my friends. So they have brought us to a very nice dim sum place. But as I said just now, this morning I came here with a pretty heavy heart, but I still thank God for the life of my friends who have gone home to be with the Lord. In just about in November, this dear brother, these are friends in Hong Kong, I'll skip. Yes, enough. Okay. This big, burly, smarty, jovial pastor friend, Kelvin Lim from Johor Bahru, last month, in November when I went there, we will always have coffee. He will bring me to the best coffee places in JB. And then this last round, he actually paid for my haircut. Now, I was willing to pay. I mean, as we all know, we thank God the Singapore dollar is so much stronger. But then he collaborated with the hairdressing salon person to tell me, after the haircut has been done, he said, oh, today you're the 44th guest or customer. It's free for you. Huh? Like that also can in English. And then I said, no. At first, I believed him because, you know, I'm a very straightforward person. You say so, okay. Then I said, come, take a photograph. I took a photograph with the hairdresser and with the staff on the counter. And then they started to giggle. Then after that, I look at my friend outside with his daughter, only daughter, who just graduated from James Cook University here in Singapore. And they were laughing away. So I knew that something was fishy. So I turned to the counter person. I said, tell me the truth now. Is it really free for me? They said, no, sir, your friend paid for you. That's my dear friend, Pastor Kelvin Lim. Then the couple there, not Japanese, but they're Hong Kong friends, each time they come to Singapore, or my wife and I go there, we will have nice seafood. The last trip we went, which was last year, In fact, he was already suffering from some incurable disease, but he could still come out and eat, still very jovial. But the wife actually also developed cancer, so we thought that she would go first, but in the end, he went earlier this year. And when we told this sister that we are coming to Hong Kong in December, we'd like to meet up with her and have a meal, she actually wrote back on the WhatsApp to say, I'm in great pain, I cannot move. So then she said, we'll see about it. And just the day I arrived in Hong Kong, I texted her, I said, sister, we are here already, how about this weekend? Her sister, who picked up the messages, actually said, my sister has just gone home to be with the Lord and being reunited with her husband just yesterday. We couldn't get to see her. We didn't get to see her. Well, so what I'm trying to say to you, my dear friends, be thankful for the friends you have. Because you never know when the Lord might take them home. And some will be so sudden, like for Pastor Kelvin Lim, and also my dear church brother, last night. According to the news so far that we've got, it was because he was playing football. And then he collapsed. And I think he passed on the way to the hospital. Well, friends, allies, next, new experiences for growth. Well, we all go through life stage changes, from schooling to working, from single to married, becoming parents and becoming grandparents, becoming widowed, etc., etc. Or we have our work career changes, new assignments, new bosses, new colleagues, church ministry, new tasks given to you by your pastors, and of course, this sister Phyllis going to the mission field, new life group members, etc., etc., and some of us don't want to split up in our groups. We are very comfortable, but we need to, you know, if it's a cell group, the original intention is that the cells need to be multiplied, etc., etc. So for me, one of the new experiences in 2025 was that I was so humbled that I was invited by this theological seminary in Malang, and in Indonesia, in Malang, there are many, many Bible colleges. And this one, they wanted me to be the guinea pig, rather, their students to be the guinea pig, because they've never had this course in their curriculum in their past maybe 70 years, I think it was. And it is about a seminar, they call it seminar, a course, 4 days, yeah, on the next generation. And not only that, what was new for me is that I was so stretched, because this being an Assemblies of God Bible College, every night, for 3 nights, they have what they call revival meetings, just for the students and the faculty and anyone whom they want to invite. For the first time in my life, I had to preach 3 messages over 3 nights, besides teaching in a day. It was a new experience. But it was an opportunity for me to grow in my own teaching ministry. And I want to thank God for that. So that's why after that, we're going to have a refreshing, and we were brought to this place where we were taken very nice photographs, or very nice photographs were taken of us. Thank you. But it may not be all that positive sometimes. It could be that we are suffering. We may be going through some challenges. But the Word of God in Romans 5, verses 3 to 4 tells us, not only this, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. We are people of hope because our God is a God of hope. He's the source of hope, love, joy, and peace, etc. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, if there's a new experience that you have gone through, be thankful, even though it may be challenging. And therefore, with that experience that you have, the opportunity for growth, you can then look forward to 2026. Together with the next group of people, your kin. We just sang, right, good tidings to you. Isn't it? Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. In the past, when I was a kid, I thought it was kids. But it's kin. Kin means family, relations, or relatives. So that's the picture of my 38th wedding anniversary up in a very high-class restaurant. But God is so good, because actually for the window seat that overlooks the Hong Kong Harbour, whatever it is, the night view, we're going to pay individually about 1,600 Hong Kong dollars, individually. And so I, when I wrote in, I booked the place, I said, well, it's our 38th anniversary. I don't need the window seat because it's going to cost us too much. But lo and behold, when we arrived, the F&B reservations manager said, Mr. Leong, welcome. I managed to get you a window seat. I said, must pay or not? Typical Singaporean, right? Then she said, oh, no need. I said, wow, thank you. So, well, we were married 38 years ago, and I'm thankful for my wife, who has brought me, or given me, 3 children. And from one of our children, our eldest son, we now have 1 grandson so far. Right? And then we... did I skip my grandson picture? Wait a minute. Hey. Oh, no. Sorry. Let me backtrack. This one is our godson. I think I did mention previously about the fact that my wife and I had 4 godsons because they were my Sunday school students. But anyway, we just had a Christmas god family dinner. The youngest daughter of this godson is away on a study program. All right, yes, our grandson. Hopefully you can see him. He's actually very little. He's only 2 years plus. So he's right at the back there. This is in the home of our eldest son. Well, we're thankful for kin and relatives. I hope you are, those who are watching online. If this past year you have had some strained relations with your family members or some relatives, please go and make peace. Please go and be reconciled and be thankful for each of them, even though they may not be on good terms or very good terms with you. Last but not least, safety and or security in our land. When I Google and ask for the top 20 safest countries in the world, I do get different rankings, but this based on low crime and conflict, strong institutions, and quality of life. Guess what? Singapore is within the top 10 of 20 out of 195 countries in the world today, based on the United Nations. Don't you think we should be very thankful? Yes? Right, well, I see some heads nodding. Some say, we have this, we have that, we, you know, very stressful. Yes. Yeah, S may be for stress. Or stressors. But I would rather replace it on the positive side, safety and security. You know, I got friends visiting Singapore from overseas. They say, wow, I know your country is so safe, we can just walk out on the street up past 12 midnight and we don't feel threatened at all. So these are some of the things that we can thank God for once again. T for? Hello? Hello? Aha, I know. I'm rushing, yes. H for health. A for allies or friends. 4th for new experiences for growth. And 5, kin, family and relatives or relations. 6, safety and security in our land. So please be thankful like your petrol tank today. And I hope, if you still are not thankful with those 6, I've got one more short, very short video clip about being grateful. A video clip, so this sound, technical crew, get ready. It's very short. Here we go.
Please read slowly. 1. If you have food in your fridge, clothes on your body, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you're richer than 75% of the entire world. 2. If you have money in your wallet to spend as you wish and to go anywhere you want, you are among the top 18% of the world's wealthy people. 3. If you are alive today with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week and die. 4. If you can actually read this message and understand it, you are more fortunate than the 3 billion people in the world who cannot see, cannot read, or are mentally disabled. Life is not for complaining about pain and sorrows. It's about prioritizing 1,000 other reasons to be grateful and happy.
So I hope you and I will be so thankful and grateful. Allow me to now close with this verse that it was already referred to earlier on, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, in the CEV. Translation, whatever you say or do, today, tomorrow, this last week of 2025, and into the new year, they should be done in the name of our Lord Jesus. As you give thanks or continue to give thanks to God the Father because of Him who reigns, as we have sung early on. Let us go to God in prayer. So what is it that you will say, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this last Sunday of 2025 to our God, who is so good? We've sung 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord, oh, our souls. What will we do as a result of all the blessings that He has freely showered upon us when we don't deserve them? They should all be done in the name of our Lord Jesus, as we continue to give thanks and be grateful to our God the Father because of Jesus, our Savior, our Master, and our forever friend, in whose name we give thanks and pray. And all God's people say, Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed 2026. And I believe by God's grace, you will see and hear me again. Thank you.